Koyhanech Hoyil Bushutzedek. Avu David Avdecho al Tshashay Pnei Mishichecho. Kilekach Toig Mosati Lochem. Toyosi al Tazoivu. Drocheo Darchei Noyam. Bechol Nisi Voiser Shaloim. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho Venoshuvo. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. What a wonderful way to describe today's simcha. A simcha for Mr. and Mrs. Khan and family. A simcha for the shul. And most importantly, a simcha for the Torah. The Kehillah is very honored by the presence of the Choshevah Rabbonim of the surrounding Kehillahs, who have given of their scarce and precious time to be mechabed the simcha of today. We very much include our esteemed Rav, Rabbi Cooper Schlitter, who is unfortunately not well enough to be with us. We all wish him a heartfelt refuah shalema. Before introducing our guest speaker, I would like Bruchus, Moron v'Rabbonon, v'chol ha'kohol ha'kodosh hazeh, on behalf of the shul, to give a vote of thanks and divrei brocha in the form of a short dvar Torah to Mr. and Mrs. David Kahn and family. The beginning of Parshas Bahar tells us of the Dinim of Shemitah. It's introduced by the Torah with the Pasuk, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemoir. And Rashi asks the famous question, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Why is Har Sinai mentioned specifically with respect to Shemitah? All the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. Today's simcha suggests a special relevance and connection. Shemitah symbolizes bitochen, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Har Sinai is in the place of Matan Torah. Bitochen and Shmiras HaTorah are inextricably bound. To be able to master the bitochen, not to work the lands for an entire year, one needs to remember Bahar Sinai Lemoir. Similarly, to be able to uphold the Torah, one needs to have absorbed the lesson of Shemitah, namely, that upon being showered with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachas, one reciprocates by giving back just some of much more already received. This is further alluded to in the Torah. After the Parsha of Shemitah in Bahar, the Parsha in Bechukosai says, Ish ki yafli neder laHashem, a person who gives, who makes a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, followed by Asiri Yehiyeh Kodesh laHashem. Mr. Bernard Kahn, Zichrono Levracha, in whose memory the Sefer Torah is presented, displayed great bitochen during his lifetime, sacrificing his parnosa in order to keep Shabbos. We've just sung Eitz Chaim Hi Lamachazikim Bo V'Soim Chehol Mushor. Mrs. Leah Kahn has stood by and encouraged her husband to fulfill his wish to give this Sefer Torah to the shul today. She is the machazikim bo, so that v'soimcheho, family Khan, mu'ushar, are praiseworthy. Family Khan, may I pass on to you the Ribbono Shel Olam's brocha, v'tzivisi es birchosi, that may HaKadosh Baruch Hu shower you both and all the family with his brocha, both in Gashmias but even more importantly, with Ruchnius. Shelo yomush ha-Torah, mipichem, umipi zarachem, umipi zera zarachem, me'atov yadoilom. Our guest speaker has a threefold shaychus here today. Mr. Bernard Kahn, Zichrono Livracha, was a long-standing member of the Golders Green Bay Sanhedrin. In addition, Mr. David Kahn has an ongoing shaychus with Rav Feldman from his earliest days. And lastly, Rav Feldman was not only my Rav as I was growing up, but is to this day a great source of support and guidance. I have the great honor and pleasure of asking Rav Feldman Schlitter to give his words of his Oirus and Broch.
Well, Rav Schlitter, I also want to associate myself with best wishes for the full Shlema to the previous Rav, Rabbi Cooper, and to all the Rabbonim who are gathered here today, members of the Kila and their dear wives, Shecholam Suvinka. I believe everyone will agree that it has been a very moving occasion this afternoon. The rain stopped and we were able to walk in unison, together with the Sefer Torah, to the Beis HaKnesses here. And it is a wonderful opportunity to give Shevach V'Hodoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has enabled the Kehila to be the recipients of a most beautiful Sefer Torah. The Ksav, which I saw myself and studied very carefully, is not only uniform, but it is also very carefully written. Each letter is of the same size, and you don't have any undulating writing, but it is all even and beautifully conceived and executed. I hope that in Yetzer Hashem, this Kehila will be zocher to be able to read the Torah Akdosha, Sefer Torah, which is the symbol of our Torah Shebiksav. And that should be not only to the chus of the family who have contributed to give it to the Kehila, but to all who are involved. May it be a schus for our dear lifter, Mr. Bernard Kahn, Olav HaSholem. To allow me to say a few words, today is the 38th day of Sviras HaOmer. We have, as you all know, a system of counting from Pesach until Shavuos. And each week, when we say whatever we count, we have to mention the order of events. And we are now in the week which is designated as the week of Yesod. It is the sixth week of Sviras HaOmer. And we are at the third day still of this sixth week. The day is known as Tiferes. Tiferes should be asserted. It is a glorious day. It is glorious just as Yaakov Avinu was that glorious child of Yitzchok Avinu, who was the son of Avraham Avinu. Yaakov Avinu not only was an ordinary son, but he was a child, a young man, a middle-aged man, and an older man, who developed and grew into being the Tiferes of the others. And it is in the Schus of this Midah of Tiferes that we wish to give Shevach V'Hodoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael is still tied very strongly to listen, to be Mekayim each and every word, each and every letter of the Torah HaKadosha. And may the schus of the Kiyum of Torah be with us, and particularly with this Kehillah HaKadosha, for many, many years to come, until B'mehera V'yomeinu Moshiach Tzidkenu will bring us all back to Arzenu HaKadosha B'Kedusha U'V'Torah. In this week's Sedra, at the beginning of the third chapter, there is a pasuk, Ve'ele todas Aaron and Moshe b'yom dibur Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. And Rashi comments there. Rashi says, Ve'eino maskir el b'nei Aaron, v'nikru todas Moshe, l'fi shelomdu Torah, limdom Torah, melamed. Says Rashi, Shekola melamed es ben chaveira Torah, male olav hakosuv ki'ilu yelada. Whoever teaches another Jew, a Jewish child, another Jewish man or lady, Torah HaKadosha, is a schus that he will be considered ki'ilu yelada. There is a lot to be said here, but I will be brief. I saw that Reb Simcha Zissel Zichron Tzadik Livracha says that when one teaches Torah, one puts in of oneself into the pupil. And therefore the Talmud is like one's own child. And Chazal call it Ki'ilu. There is a lot to be spoken about the Ki'ilu. But let us say very briefly that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Klal Yisrael, that is not Kilu, that is literally the Ribono Shel Olam is Melamed Us Torah. But when we try to teach our children or others Talmidim, it is Kilu Melamed Torah. Morai v'rabosai. The run at the beginning of Hashukvid explains that when we are dealing with a subject that is beyond Chalukah, then each person, when he uses it, has a kinyan aguf. And so each person who uses it to learn from it is regarded as the sole owner for that time. A safer Torah is presented to the Kehillah with this singular goal. The goal is that this safer Torah is given to the Kehillah to be used by the Kehillah. And there lies a wonderful secret, that when one has the schus to have an aliyah at Kriyas HaTorah, when one has the schus to learn in this Torah, it is at that moment given for the purpose of that individual. But let every person know that when that person is embracing the covered of Limud HaTorah, when he is being read the Torah HaKadosha on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, he is being appropriately the owner, termed as the owner of this Sefer Torah. For that moment, for that time when he is enabled to be zocher to have the aliyah. And so the Sefer Torah goes round and round to all who are called up to it and all who are zocher to learn and to hear the Divrei Elokim Chaim, which are so clearly written in the Torah HaKadosh. Mr. Bernard Kahn, whose sons, particularly this son, who is so active in the Kehila, and his brother, and members of his family, they have all donated this beautiful Sefer Torah to this Kehila. Mr. Bernard Kahn was a dear friend of mine, but I will not speak about him now, because it is over 5 years, I believe, since he was Nifter, and I gave a very warm hesped at the time, and that is sufficient for this occasion. But let me just mention that when we are talking about a Sefer Torah being presented by the dear sons and members of the family, we are talking about a new stage in the promotion of this gentleman's neshama in Olam Ha'emes. I can testify to his yearning for Emes. He was a Kohen who gave brachas very meekly, not in his usual manner, but he was turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and entreating the Ribbono Shel Olam to be showering Klal Yisrael with the brachas which are found in the Torah HaKadosha, the Birchas HaTorah. When we are talking about Birchas Kohanim, let us remember that this gentleman and his dear members of Klal Yisrael, who are Kohanim, try with their utmost strength to give and convey this wonderful bracha of Yevorecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yoer Hashem pono v'ylecha v'ychunecha, Yiso Hashem pono v'ylecha, and your same lecha sholem. That sense of shleimus, that sense of having the Ribbono Shel Olam's innermost bracha of sholem, that is a most wonderful bracha, the greatest possible bracha that the Ribbono Shel Olam can shower on every member of Klal Yisrael. What a glorious thought I conveyed, that the neshama of this Kohen, who experienced so much during the war and who was involved with so many people to achieve all that he did in his life, should be bound in the furtherance of Kriyas HaTorah, which will be performed so correctly and so beautifully from such a wonderful Sefer Torah. Let us all enhance our efforts to achieve an improvement, to promote the best values of Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaal Peh, so that our avodah, all the mitzvahs that we try to perform, should find favor in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we be able to see our children, our grandchildren, and their children develop along the lines of meaningful Torah and Gemilas Kasodim, instead of denigratory criticism. Let us achieve a joint effort to promote the Achdus and the unity which HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants each and every member of Klal Yisrael if he learns Torah Lishma. Let us all join together in the furtherance of our spiritual existence to achieve this inspired goals of Torah. To the glory of the Rebbeinu, to the glory of the whole of Klal Yisrael. And may we all say together, Amen. Kei